Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
As we talk to some of these asylum seekers, they're waiting for May 11th. May 11th, they believe, will be the day that they become without any documentation. They can come into the United States.
Back in 2019, South Texas Border Volunteers founder Dr. Michael Vickers had already declared the invasion of his property and neighboring properties a war. 4 years later, the situation has become an apocalypse.
How have things escalated?
Oh, it's unbelievable. What's happened, the groups have gotten bigger. The people are coming from more countries now, from Africa, from China, from all over the planet. And their disposition has changed. They're more combative. And when we encounter them, they want to put up a fight. And they're being led by gang members. We're seeing a lot of repeat people coming in. They can't give up for amnesty. They've been previously deported. They've got criminal records from the countries they come from or from here. And those are the type of people that we're encountering now. One of our operations a year or two ago, where there were 24 Guatemalans in it. They cut the gate on a pipeline 10 miles off the highway, and there were probably 24 in it. We were able to get air support, get the Border Patrol in there to get them apprehended.
We had a guy with a rifle leading a group of 33 Chinese. And our guys stepped out from here to there. They were right on the trail. The guy almost ran over them. We got the drop on him. He ran over two of them, jumped in the fence, took off. We never caught him, but we were able to get 29 of them caught that night. All Chinese. And all of them at that time were paying $40,000 to $50,000.
Do they speak English really well?
We had one group of 16. There were three girls in there from China. All the rest were Middle East, and they spoke perfect English.
Horrific personal stories like that of Texas Gulf Coast War on Fentanyl founder Sarah Chittum should serve as a wake-up call to the exponential tragedies many more Americans will face.
As a mom who lost her only biological son, I often wondered, what is my purpose now? He was in and out of trouble quite a bit, and I was the epitome of a tough love mother. So at about age 19, he ended up getting kicked out of my home. He went to live with a childhood friend, and during that time, there a home invasion occurred. The people that broke into the home did not realize that my son was home, and the man put my son in a headlock and told the girlfriend to shoot him. The girlfriend opened fire on my son and emptied her entire clip into him. My son had to spend over a month in ICU during COVID, where he could have no visitors, meaning during the most painful, shattered time in his life, I couldn't be there. And when he got out of the hospital, he feared. He feared for his life. Seth had never received justice for being shot. And he feared that the couple would come after him to finish the job. I'm sure he wanted just a little bit of mental relief, so he bought a pill from somebody he called family. That means to me that he trusted this guy. Unfortunately, that pill contained a lethal dose of illicit fentanyl, and it took my son's life. If you ask me, I agree that this needs to be declared a weapon of mass destruction.
Meanwhile, the Houston division of the FBI admits to posting the wrong photo and incorrect spelling of Texas mass murderer Francisco Oropeza, while Texas Governor Abbott is propagandized for stating the obvious.
Critics are outraged that the governor brought up immigration status at all in this case.
As the globalists continue their assault on the interior of the United States unobstructed. John Bowne reporting.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. And the globalists are trying to sabotage not just America, but the world. But humanity is waking up across this planet. Thank you so much again for joining us today. We have one of the top immigration investigators in the world, Michael Yon, joining us from the Darien Gap in Central America. From a uplink he has found in the middle of the jungle. We're also going to be having Norm Pattis on, Andrew Hernandez. Norm Pattis is one of the main lawyers for the Proud Boys, who just 30 minutes ago were found guilty of terrorism, seditious conspiracy. They face decades and decades in prison in the rigged trial in the District of Mordor, hell on the Potomac, Washington, D.C. That is all coming up today in the third hour. Now, we've got massive news on every front. I'm going to be judicious with the time and cover as much as I can. Let me tell you what we got coming up. Russia blames U.S. for drone strikes on Kremlin. White House denies involvement. And NBC News says it's probably a false flag attack. I thought false flags don't happen. And yes, the Russians could have staged this against themselves. I don't believe they did, but that's something that really goes on. So it's reasonable to ask that question. But why can't we ask that? Why do we get sued if we ask if big events can be staged? Historically, that stuff happens a lot. So World War III alert, Russia threatens nuclear war and political assassinations in response to Kremlin drone attack. Also, over 50% of Americans believe their money is not safe in the banks, as experts warn the system faces total collapse. We're going to be laying all of that out as well today. We have the transgender cult going crazy and attacking different facilities and capitals around the country, including yesterday. We have footage of that. We're also going to be looking at store shutdowns across the country in blue cities where the Walmarts, the Targets, the Whole Foods, the Walgreens, the Nordstroms are all closing, saying that basically blue cities are unlivable, crime-ridden hellholes. We have a lot of video of that. Also, it finally happened, and every time it does, the media makes it the biggest story on earth. A white man killed a black man, and so you're never going to hear the end of it, even though black-on-white crime is now 21-1. According to FBI crime statistics, for every 21 attacks on whites, there is one attack on a black by a white person. I'm not attacking black people. That's just the facts. Most black people are not doing this. It is a minority, though, of black males and black females that are now viciously attacking whites everywhere. Well, some type of argument broke out on a subway, and a white former Marine choked the man for only about 30 seconds, probably went too far, killed him. And now, oh, the demonstrations, the riots, it's all beginning, ladies and gentlemen, because they finally have another George Floyd image. They need chokehold death of Jordan Neely, ruled a homicide as outrage grows over caught on video subway killing. I can show you 100 videos of whites being attacked, many of them being killed from just this week. We don't really show a lot of that, though, because it would take the whole show over. We show some of it. But maybe we should just do a whole four-hour show and just show back-to-back blacks murdering whites. But see, the media doesn't show that because they're helping promote that idea that that's a good thing to happen or that whites deserve it. But, oh my gosh, a white guy accidentally kills a black man who they admit was being aggressive and is mentally ill. And it is the end of the world because perception is reality. The media is going to show us this millions of times on air. And it's going to try to create more white guilt. It is truly disgusting. Kind of like the illegal alien Hispanic gentleman, use that term lightly, that shot and killed five other illegal aliens in Texas. They're still reporting he's white and using another name and saying a Texas man did it. And now they're spinning it, a Texas man killed illegal aliens. No, he was a multi-time deported criminal. But it doesn't matter. That's how they spin. That's how they deceive. Then, obviously, we've got really big news on the Jeffrey Epstein intelligence agency angle. I told you a decade ago that he was running an operation for the Mossad, for the CIA, and for MI6, and now those documents are all coming out. The head of the CIA, the head of the Mossad, British intelligence, all of them in his New York compound where politicians and other corporate and business leaders and scientific leaders went there to have sex with underage girls, and knowing it was all being videotaped as part of their initiation into the system. So they would have dirt on them, and so now they can, quote, be registered as spies of this global crime network. And again, the opening level initiation is sex with a 15-year-old girl. Then if you want higher level assignments, you've got to then strangle children, rape children as old as 3 months old. Told you all about it years ago. It's all coming out now, but that's who runs your government. You wonder why they're so evil, why they're so bad. At the top of the intelligence agencies, it's all one group in the Western intelligence, Australian intelligence, New Zealand intelligence, German intelligence, French intelligence, UK intelligence, Dutch intelligence. The heads of the groups run giant child kidnapping, torture, and murder operations. And when you rarely get somebody in there, into one of the top slots that isn't one of their people, they go completely crazy, and it's a government red alert. When General Flynn became the national security advisor to Trump, it was a all hands on deck, remove him, set him up. That was in the FBI memos because General Flynn is a family man, a war hero, comes from a great family, and is a patriot. Because he was not a pedophile, he had to be removed. That's how this works. And they've almost got complete control at the top now. You see a top Democrat politician, they're having sex with children, bare minimum. That's why Hunter Biden, it's just, you know, Biden's daughter, my dad had sex with me in the shower. That's why Biden's wife runs around getting off Air Force One dressed in stripper outfits and fishnet stockings. They have sex with anything that can walk or crawl. And they're maniacs. They're complete, absolute sex cult maniacs. And they're now externalizing their hierarchy, their cult, onto us on a mass scale. We're going to be going over all of that today. And then, one of the most bizarre things that ever happened to me in my life happened yesterday afternoon at about 5:45. I was sitting in an accounting meeting, InfoWars accounting meeting, in an office building, not here, and the phone rings. And it says Tucker Carlson. And we talk, you know, here and there on the phone. We text a lot. And I said, I'm going to step out. Got an important call to make. And I stepped out into the hallway, and somebody tried to shake my hand. I said, hey, you can't talk. I was a little bit distracted. I go, hey, what's going on, Tucker? And it's Tucker Carlson's voice. And he starts saying these horrible, lewd sexual things to me. And I instantly figure out this is AI, someone spoofing his number, And I confront the individuals on this. They say a few more things, and then the phone hangs up. And I immediately called Tucker and talked to him, talked to his lead producer as well, called Scooter up, and just said, hey, if this just happened to me, it's probably happening to other people. This is the next level of their setup. Then it turns out the individual that did it, that has quite the following on Twitter, bragged that they had just done it and just recorded it and done it. And so we're going to be talking about that, looking at that. He says he's going to be airing it. His name is Prank Stallone on Twitter. He's going to be airing it on his show Monday. Well, it's very important for Prank Stallone to come on this show today or tomorrow and explain he's not part of a government group or an agency, because what he did, spoofing someone's number and then doing that in many jurisdictions, is a crime. Now, I don't think Tucker Carlson wants to press charges, but you need to come on the air and need to explain your intent was not to be mean. Because he says he's pointing out the dangers of AI here. Fine and dandy. But it's serious. Because you don't know what's going on, what's been happening to Tucker behind the scenes. And so you need to understand what you did is not good. And we need to get that out in the open so that it doesn't escalate any further. We'll be right back. It'll be one hell of a transmission. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's an important 3-minute breakdown that I issued 2 years ago, and it's a message to the globalists. They are not our gods. They are not invincible.
Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab, the whole globalist system that they've inherited from the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds think they're God, but they're not God. They didn't create this planet. They didn't create the sun. They didn't create the universe. They didn't create the trillions and trillions of galaxies that we know exist. They can't even comprehend God or how to be just good people. All they are is selfish demons that seek to take control of your lives, who seek to harness humanity and convince us that they are superior to us and that we have to serve them and their ideas. They want control of our bodies with their nanotech, with their genetic engineering. They want us to accept the fact that they can put in our bodies what they want, when they want, and then lie to us about the fact they call it a vaccine when it is gene therapy. This is all about their quest for eternal life. They are testing on the general public, trying to find compounds from toxic experiments that give them what they call the Lazarus gene and other systems they're searching for. It all started in the 1950s when they discovered immortal cell lines, cells that never die and replicate forever. We call it, of course, the more vicious types of cancer. But through death and through mass experimentation against the general population, they believe they will find the keys to immortality. So as you see the beauty of the universe that God gave us, realize the globalists are not God. The globalists are simply parasites who are selfishly trying to take control of your life in a hope of artificially building immortality for themselves. When immortality has been given to us by God through our consciousness, if we choose to be with God and not serve ourselves and be selfish entities. And that's the truth. And that's what InfoWars stands for, is getting you to think for yourself and to get outside the box and realize that God created the universe for us to have communion with God, not for us to pretend that we are God. Those that try to do that, we have a name for them. They're called Satanists. They believe that Lucifer could be his own God, just as they could be their own God. Just as in the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible, Satan says to Eve, you can be a God. And she goes to Adam and says, you can be a God. Just eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of evil. We were perfect and innocent. We had only the knowledge of good. Knowledge of evil is how to manipulate, how to twist, how to set up corrupt criminal systems, how to play God. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. And we're entering those days now. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
And we are back broadcasting worldwide. All right, let's get into the situation in Russia. As I said yesterday, Russia has set a red line, is trying to take Crimea and the south of Ukraine, and a red line is trying to assassinate Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader. Russia blames U.S. for drone strike on Kremlin. White House denies involvement, but it gets richer. Assassination attempt on Putin threatens to escalate nuclear war. NBC, false flag. Analysts say Russia likely staged Kremlin drone attack it blamed on Ukraine and the West, but no proof. Russia claims U.S. masterminded drone attack on Kremlin. Russia calls for Zelensky to be killed and threatens nuke response after Ukraine tries to assassinate Putin. NATO warns Russia could target undersea pipelines and cables. Now think about that last article. We know from Cy Hirsch's reporting and also the witnesses and the intel that's come out that NATO, via Biden, blew up the pipeline using Navy demolition personnel, deep sea divers. We know that Victoria Nuland and Biden and others bragged that if Russia went into Ukraine, now 14 months ago, that they would blow up the pipeline. But the lie here that Putin false flagged the Kremlin, I believe it's a lie, is just as ridiculous as him saying that Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, but all he had to do was turn it off. And all the strategic reasons and all the he bono who benefits goes to the West. We have admissions, threats to blow it up, evidence the West blew it up. Then now they have articles all over the place. This is Politico that at BBC 2 days ago saying Russia blew up the pipeline with no evidence and saying Russia's going to blow up more pipelines. Now, they could reciprocate and start blowing up Western pipelines and then just say, we don't know who did it. It's like the West did. That could happen. And there is a chance Putin could have false flagged himself. Governments do that. So that's always something that has to be looked at. But notice our media says there's no such thing as false flags until they say there's such thing as false flags. Remember the CIA and State Department briefings right before Russia invaded saying Putin is going to stage attacks on his border regions as a pretext to go in? But we know the West was already attacking those regions and the war was already going on. Putin launched a counteroffensive. And I'm not defending that. I thought it was a bad idea. But the globalists starting all this and overthrowing the Ukrainian government 9 years ago and everything that's led to this point we're at now and George Soros bragging about it on TV, they're the ones that initiated this in their own words. So just like all big wars, this is escalating incrementally, and now the escalation is accelerating to light speed. Meanwhile, if you think Anheuser-Busch products total being down 24% in the biggest plunge ever seen in any major company, any product company, any service company, was bad. Fox News has seen an overall 52% decline in viewers in just the last week since Tucker Carlson was unceremoniously fired. Some of the shows have lost 74% of their audience. I have those numbers here, and that's coming up because it really shows get woke, go broke. The system doesn't care because they're kamikazes. They have unlimited money. This is a mission to control and dominate us. So whether it's the NFL or whether it's the NBA or whether it's Hollywood or whether it's Fox News, they are all attacking to bring in their global government, their cashless society, the New World Order. Meanwhile, you wonder why the military has the worst recruiting in modern history in the U.S. After they saw the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light disaster, the Navy just spent tens of millions of dollars running TV ads and digital ads for the new ambassador for the U.S. Navy, and it is a man in a dress with a wig on. Here it is. This Navy sailor is a drag queen. Drag queens welcome in the Navy. Again, if a dude's dressed up like a woman, that's their issue. But the issue is they're saying this is a place where it's good for you to do this. You can come to the Navy and dress like a woman. How is anybody going to operate a ship or do any other type of work where all of this craziness is going on? This is how you bring a society down with all this clown behavior. When they say drag queen, they mean men going after children. I'm not saying they're all doing that, but nobody's banning drag shows. They're banning sexually explicit shows with children. That's already illegal. Why a new law is needed, I don't know. But it's being done like in libraries and places, not classical venues like topless bars. Again, if you walked into a topless bar, I'm not judging you, if you walked into a topless bar and there were like 25, 30-year-old women up there dancing or putting $5 bills in their G-string, and then all of a sudden they brought out a 7-year-old boy or girl, you'd call the police. You'd say, what the hell is this? A little kid in a G-string. It's pedo stuff. It's indecency with a child. It's contributing to the delinquency of minors. But they're doing it. Nobody's banning books. We're saying don't give pedophile books to kids. Nobody's banning any of this garbage. We're just saying stay away from our kids, you cult of freakazoids. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the jury returned part of its verdict just about an hour ago. They're facing 40-plus years in prison now for seditious conspiracy, a terrorism charge not used in decades. Total setup. They didn't even do as much as the trans cult did yesterday breaking into the Congress, breaking into the State House, and wrestling and attacking police. Didn't even do what they did. But the left can burn down buildings whoever they want. That's wonderful. But now these men are facing decades in prison. The jury's still out on the lesser charges. As soon as that comes in, Norm Pattis will be able to join us, one of the lawyers involved in trying to try this case in this rigged situation. So that is coming up. Again, we have a guest who's at the Darien Gap and has been able to get a feed out of the jungle where the globalist UN bases have been set up. Mr. Yan will be joining us. So much more today. But I want to hit the trans cult some more here and some big developments on that front. But first, something very, very exciting has happened. The highest quality Deep Earth Crystal Tri-Iodine, the Deep Earth Crystal and two other types for better absorption and synergy. X3 sold out for 6+ months, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I put together this little informational piece to lay it out. We'll play this and then come right back with the news. I want to talk to you about something right now that can and will change your life. It's changed my life and millions of other people's lives. In fact, billions. Some for the better, some for the worse. And I'm talking about iodine deficiency. Now, this is a very complex issue, but in the next few minutes, I want to try to boil it down for you. I have Wikipedia right here with links to the UN itself admitting that over 2 billion people have intellectual disability, lower IQs, psychological problems, neurological issues because of lack of iodine, particularly when they're developing and growing as children, but also throughout life. Now, most iodine that's in food is bound to other elements, so your body cannot absorb it. Atomic iodine is pure deep earth crystal iodine, and until we started selling it about 12 years ago, nobody else in the world was doing that. There are other types of iodine that are not pure atomic, that are very close to it, that are also good for the body and help with the absorption of regular atomic or nascent iodine. That's why with top researchers, we developed X3 that has a deep earth crystal iodine and two other types of iodine in it as well for better absorption. And it's been sold out for many, many months, but now we got a big shipment of it in to InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it's 25% off. So I want to encourage everybody to go to the encyclopedia, to go to medical literature, go wherever you want. Wikipedia is not always accurate, but you can check the bibliography here, the links. This is an accurate report right here from the UN, from major studies, you name it, about iodine deficiency being the number one cause worldwide of what they call intellectual disability. And if you look here on page 2, it says, while reporting recent progress towards overcoming iodine deficiency disorders worldwide, the Lancet Medical Journal noted that the World Health Organization in 2007, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake, a third being school age. And it goes on, the conclusion was made that the single most preventable case of intellectual disability is that of iodine deficiency. The single biggest reason people are so dumb and IQs worldwide are dropping like a lead balloon is iodine deficiency. Now, there was massive IQ dropping and massive deformities in the 20s and 30s. So the U.S. government, as well as other governments, said, by law, we're going to put it in the salt, and we're going to encourage bakeries and companies that sell flour to put some iodine in it. IQs exploded up to 15 points on average in just a few years. Then in the 80s, they took it out, and in this own report from Wikipedia, they admit that they put in things that counter the iodine, like bromide, bromine, and other things, instead of the iodine that you need when the other chemicals are toxic. This is absolutely insane. So, ladies and gentlemen, get X3 back in stock. Consult your physician before you use it, because if you already have thyroid issues, there could be some issues. But find out about the power of tri-iodine in your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about it, consult your physician or healthcare provider, and then get a bottle of it. It usually takes, when you're deficient, about 2 weeks for you to feel the effects. After about 2 weeks on average, you'll feel a little bit groggy and weird for a few days, and then all of a sudden, boom, you feel younger, you feel stronger. Things just for your skin, your body, your libido, your energy, your electrochemical activities in your brain is simply incredible. So it's finally back in stock. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up on it because I don't know when we're going to be able to have it again. And your purchase of X3 funds our operation. And while you're there, get other great products that are so good for your brain and your cells and your nerves, like our Ultimate Krill Oil and, of course, our 10-hour clean, powerful energy. And that is TurboForce. InfoWarsStore.com. X3 back in stock. We hope to have it in the future, but it's been sold out for more than 6 months. It's very hard to produce it, but it is now available to you and your family yet again. Experience the power of triiodine. Do your research and then make the decision now. We have the best iodine out there, the highest quality iodine out there. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your X3. If you make one decision with supplementation out there, it should be with products like X3. There's nothing else like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's waiting for you exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Check it out. X3 now available, 25% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. You owe it to yourself to try it. Many of you I know have been waiting. Love it. It's back. Okay. Let's do this. Got a large stack here on the whole trans agenda, which is funded by the biggest banks, the biggest corporations, the biggest media outlets, CIA, MI6, Tavistock Institute, CIA director with Epstein. It's all in the news now. We can make jokes about this, and there are a lot of trolls out there who just want to make money. So every woman's sport, from chess to poker, which are mental sports, to basketball, to track, to swimming, to cycling, to rugby, to cricket. In just the last few years, almost every sport is now dominated by biological men. And most of the men are making a joke out of it and just making the money. So you've now got famous world champion powerlifters with beards coming in and winning the powerlifting contest and getting the $100,000 prizes. That just happened a few weeks ago. And it's been done again. We'll show you a video of this in a moment to get to the really serious areas. Bearded man enters woman's poker tournament, crushes the competition. And it's just a fact that it's not that men are smarter than women. There's different types of intelligence. But men strategically in every study, on average, are better at poker, at chess. It's how a male brain is set up. There's less connections in the left and right hemisphere. In the analytical area, men's brains are more focused. Not that they have more neurons than women. They don't. It's that women's brains are different than men. Men are more direct, more precise. Women are more intuitive. Women are more women's intuition. Everybody knows about that. Women have other skills that men don't have. So it's not an attack on women. We're different. Everybody knows that. Men on average are twice as strong as women. That's just a fact. And so the reality is every sport is being dominated by men posing as women. So let's play a short clip of 70-year-old poker player David Hughes dominating the women. Here it is.
Our bounty on his head. He's already busted twice, so we love him for that. Thank you, Dave. Good luck. Not really. Oh, yes. All right. We have Dave here, and he, I don't know if you can tell here, he's the only guy in this ladies' event. So I put a $300 bounty on his head, and then...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Children, so they can run away and be groomed and abused. Here's another report. California Democrats push bill to mandate gender diversity books in school, and the books they recommend are the very ones being pushed that Chelsea Clinton's pushing, like Gender Queer. I've not shown Gender Queer on air, but you know what? It's just too shocking. But I you know what? Steven Crowder decided to do it yesterday when I was on with him. And if you guys could go into that two-hour show I did with him, it was towards the end, because YouTube will ban you for showing that. They don't want you to know what they're up to. But find the part where he gets into Gender Queer and shows the book. And then he runs down three of the books. The National Library Association, we'll play that clip coming up. Three of the books that the National Library Association says are being banned. They're not being banned. Like guns, the Democrats are trying to ban guns, but guns are not banned yet in most jurisdictions. But who they are banned for from buying is 18 and younger. Your father or mother can buy you a rifle. They still own it. You use it. But when you're 18, it's yours. And I agree with that. Parents should be in control. So guns are not banned for young people. You just can't buy them. And guns are not banned for adults. So books are not banned. These sickening, evil, pro-pedo grooming books that don't show actual children being abused. So I guess technically on the First Amendment, they're legal. But they're manuals on how to commit crime and manuals on how to lure children and manuals on how to groom. So I think it really is open for debate and should be decided by the Supreme Court, because I'm right on the edge on this. I really don't think Gender Queer should be a legal book. Telling your 7-year-old that if the neighbor wants to have sex with you in the shed, it's going to be great. Go ahead and let the adult have sex with you. I mean, you could end up being kidnapped, raped. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's literally like if I wrote a book describing how to attack the U.S. Capitol and burn it down and burn, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do that. But if I was putting a book out saying, maybe we should do this, it's a great thing to do this, and here's how you do it, that's fire in the theater there. But we have a debate about that. Should books like Gender Queer actually be banned? But the point is, they're not being banned. We're saying don't give them to elementary and middle school students. I mean, it literally describes. He was showing images from the book, because I'll be honest, I didn't read the whole book. I opened it, looked at it for about 2 minutes, flipped through it fast, and it was so upsetting to me that they're doing this to children, that this had an AISD middle school sticker on the spine, that one of our crew's children goes there, and they went to the library and found it. It's in all the major libraries in the country, most of them, leftist-controlled areas. And I'll be honest, I flipped through it over about a minute and a half and just couldn't believe it. And just read the excerpts online of what's in the book. Well, on Crowder's show yesterday, he went ahead and showed all the images. And I thought, you know what? People need to see this. Plus, this is why it was better. Crowder blurted out. But it shows the child on his knees with the adult sticking his penis in his mouth. It shows the adult man with the 10-year-old raping him. I mean, come on, people. This is just, and Chelsea Clinton is promoting this. She's a damn monster. Her mother, out of law school's first client, was a group of men that kidnapped an 11-year-old girl and raped her for 2 days in a shack with a broomstick on top of with their genitals until they crushed her cervix and destroyed her uterus, and her uterus had to be removed. And I've had that lady on the show. It's on record this happened. There's an audio tape of Hillary laughing, saying she thought it was funny. So I know this is hard to believe. And if you guys can't find it now, it was in the 2-hour show. It's on Rumble, the archive of it. If you can't find the Stephen Crowder part where we cover this for 5 minutes, it's fine. Get it later and have the crew add it in post. And when this is posted to man.video, it'll be there. You know, that's a little known secret. Not really secret, but people don't know it. The archive of the 4-hour show every day that's posted to man.video has a bunch of clips that we didn't get to get to that are added into it. So that way the TV viewers won't see it if you don't want to see it. Radio listeners want to hear about it. But if you want to go see it, take that 5-10-minute segment where Crowder talked about this and showed it, because he did the work with his crew to blur it all out, so you can see it for yourself but not get the full image of a man bending your 11-year-old son over in a shed and raping him in the rear end. But we go back to this. California Democrats push bill to mandate gender diversity books in schools, including Gender Queer. So they want elementary students to learn about how fun it is if a man approaches you and says, I want to pleasure you, go with that man, you're going to love it. It actually teaches them to be kidnapped, to be groomed, and to be raped. But according to the UN, it is their right at age 7 to be raped, because it's not rape. California passed a bill that as young as 12-year-olds can be given poison shots without parental consent or have abortions. I want to play this video. I think you guys have this. We have this video. Protester shouts, you mutilated your son, at former NBA star Dwayne Wade following 15-year-old son's gender transition. We have it. Former Miami Heat NBA star Dwayne Wade was booed and criticized over 15-year-old son's gender transition as he left a basketball game in New York City Sunday night. All I can say is, good job. Cutting your son's penis off is not a good thing. Here it is. There you go. Now let's move on to this. We've got video of this. There's so many clips, though. I don't know. The crew's so good. Like every time I go, do we have this clip? They go, yeah, we got it. Do we have the pedosaur? Or the transor, it's up on Infowars.com. Trans dinosaur used to attract children to sexual perversion confronted by protesters and reporters at Texas Capitol. It says LGBT Rex loves you, and then it's a lost dinosaur that wants to talk to kids. Owen Schroyer and Alex Springer, who's an expert in stopping child predator groups, are on the city of Texas Capitol to document a gathering of pro-child mutilation cult. They expected the usual opposition, but they certainly did not expect to meet the LGBT Rex roaming the halls holding a strange sign. See the full video on InfoWars.com. It deserves to be seen, deserves to be shared. Only you can resist the New World Order. Here's another clip. Watch as audience cheers high school student as she confronts school board on trans insanity. We are affirming the mental confusion of a boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use women's spaces. Let's go ahead and roll that clip for the viewers.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. I am an 18-year-old high school student and wanted to take this time to bring to your attention the current issue with biological men claiming they are women and in turn truly believing that they are entitled to use women's spaces. There was an incident within our district that occurred recently regarding a transgender woman who really is a biological man having an altercation with a young woman at MLK High School. It was infuriating when I had seen the video on social media, but what was detrimental to this is the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it. But what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and our and the parent and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.
And I love that man right there in the corner who has a shirt that says, hold fast. That means just hold on and never submit and never rolled over and never give in. And that's really what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is a total satanic assault. Let me give you some good news, though. Fox News lost 52% of their total viewers in the last week. That's never happened. Some shows lost 70-plus percent. Not even Bud Light lost this much ratings. Not even Bud Light lost this much. Ratings showcase the new normal for Fox News without Tucker. 52% of the viewers gone. Big articles up on InfoWars.com detailing it all. It is so incredibly important. And I haven't gotten to it yet. After our next guest joins us from the Darien Gap, Central America, he'll be on with us for three segments. I will get into the AI and the danger of it. I just experienced it yesterday. Get a call yesterday afternoon. It says Tucker Carlson on my phone, spoofing the number. I leave the meeting. Hey, Tucker, what's up? And the so-called Tucker Carlson robot begins to say sexually vile things to me. And I'm listening, and it's Tucker's voice. I go, oh, this is AI. This is a setup. And it was, and it's confirmed. The guy that did it says he's going to air it on Monday. But wait till you hear what happened. That's coming up next hour as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.